You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
It's called Space Perspective. They've been around a couple of years at building this thing, I guess. It's a balloon. It's a high-altitude balloon the size of the Statue of Liberty, so that's comforting to know. I mean, I guess you're in a capsule. And so you go up, and it's interesting because there's already like Virgin Galactic, and then there's Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin, which are basically rockets type things. They go up. So if you go up in the balloon, you don't have the zero gravity, which I would raise my hand. I'm good for that. No rocket propulsion. You're going up in a balloon. And it's very interesting. You meet at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, and you take a briefing. Yeah, that's good. And then you have a walk through of the facilities. That's like a six-hour thing, or multi-hour. 6 hours on the space flight, and you go up at night. And the reason is so you can experience the blackness of space. Thank you very much. And then you get to see the sun come up. Yeah, curvature of the Earth and everything. So that's like 6 hours. That's way longer than the other two are very short compared to that. And it's not as expensive. I mean, these things are hundreds of thousands of dollars to do this. This is just a little over $100,000. So that's pretty cool. And it has a lot of pluses to it. And I bet you people are lining up. And Chuck, would you go out in space?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Oh, absolutely, yes, in a heartbeat.
Why?
I think it would be just awesome to see God's creation from up there, look down here on Earth, you know, and a little bit closer to whatever other planet you go to, you know, if you go by the moon or something like that.
Wait.
I think it would just be a fantastic voyage.
It really would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it would. Yep, I would have no fear of it, no.
Would you go to Mars?
Sure, they wanted me to.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I'm like that, Joe. You know, my wife will tell you I'm nuts, but yeah, I would do it. Yes, I would.
So, like, if one day you're missing, maybe on Mars for all I know.
I don't think I have cell service there.
Wow.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Man, I love these crazy God stories, confessions. I love that. And I don't think I've ever run across, seen somebody testify that when God said, do this, and they knew it was God, that they said right away, they were like, okay, I'm in, you know, because of the ridiculousness of the situation. Listen up.
I'm sitting there on the couch, and I'm looking at my mom. She's crying, and I hear a voice in my head say, lay hands on her. I said to the voice, no. I know it's God because this is my filter, and I kind of learned it in that moment. Like, okay, do I want to do this? No. Would the devil want me to do this? No. So this must be God, you know? So I finally gave in, and this was my mustard seed of faith prayer. I said, fine, God, it's not going to work, but I'll do it anyway. Stand up, I put my hands on my mom. I'm like, oh my God, you know, my whole life of experience is telling me nothing's going to happen, and you're going to look like a fool, you know? And I put my hands on her. I prayed the sassiest prayer on heaven's refrigerator. I said, God, it says in your word, these signs will follow them to believe, and I believe. Because I'd done my good Baptist proof texting, I read it in context, and I was like, this in Mark at 16, I believe, yeah, he's not talking about believing in the miracles, he's talking about believing in the Son, right? So I'm like, I believe in Jesus, I really do. And so that's when my brain stopped praying, and then I heard myself say, so I command all full restoration by your Holy Spirit, all pain go in Jesus' name. And it just came out of my mouth. And she looks at me and says, I have no pain in my body. She said, it's like a plug was pulled from the bottom of my foot. All the pain drained out and something hot, like, filled all the spots where the pain was. And it broke me out of my arrogant theological box.
The Sound of Life.
So she came through quite a lifestyle change when she realized that God's love for her shown through Jesus was the real definition of love and not her skewed perspective. All right. And, okay, it's Jackie Hill Perry. So she's become quite a speaker. I don't know if you know that. She's been going to school, like, nonstop, having a family and things. But she's really speaking truth here, boy. Not a lot of people stand up in front of a big audience and say there are certain situations and people that I really just don't feel like praying about. We don't feel like praying about, do we? Which is most likely proof that those are the exact things that I should.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
There's no perfect life, is there? No perfect job, There's no perfect childhood, no perfect marriage, and no perfect set of people who will always do what we expect them to do. Whew, what we have left is a perfect God who was able to lead us through this imperfect life with unfailing strength, incomparable wisdom, and infinite love.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
Because it's not a very good sports theme there. I was going to do that. Should do the NCAA basketball sports theme because we're on the precipice of what is commonly known as March Madness. And it's a love-hate relationship. I know that. Not in the same person, though. You either absolutely love it, this is your time of the year, you take off work to watch the first couple of days, to watch all the upsets and stuff, as my brother-in-law David said, who is a basketball coach, he said it's the greatest sporting event ever, and or you just despise it, like some family members, but we may have all been in this situation and played basketball. If you're a regular height person and played basketball, you may be like Nate Bargatze, who, if in case you don't know, grew up in the most Christian household in the 80s. They were the most Christian parents in the 80s and the 90s. And you may have a flashback to when you played for the Christian school. Hang on.
I wanted to play college basketball, and that didn't work out. It didn't work out because I got cut every year from my high school basketball team. So I had to play for my church because, yeah, the church cannot cut you. They have to let you play, which is nice. That's a good, you know, they would be, I guess they could cut you. Huh? You'd be pretty bad if they're like, look, we think you're good, but Jesus does not think you're that good. Yeah. He is our captain, so. And church ball was a lot different, too, because we played, it was a half court, no three-point line. We played on carpet. That's your first sign. It's not going to count. And they didn't give us a basketball. We didn't have a ball. Like, we would just stand out there and play on honesty. So you'd be like, I just made it. It was like, oh, that's a good shot. You're really good. I stole it. I forgive you for stealing it. It was moral points. Counts later.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
Something going around social media, you've probably seen it. You know, did Jesus ever say this? Did Jesus ever say be yourself or live from your heart? Surprisingly, yes. Through the gospel, Jesus tells you to count yourselves alive to God with new obedient hearts. Imagine that. Being yourself, living from your heart, and expressing Jesus simultaneously. As Christians, we often hear being ourselves, worried we might not reflect Christ. But here's the beautiful truth. We are a new self. Embracing who we are in Christ isn't just okay, it's essential. Fear of living from the heart, not anymore. Christ cleaned house, moved into our hearts now. Our hearts reflect his love, his obedience. Trusting our hearts is trusting Christ within us. The gospel is more liberating and life-giving than you ever imagined. You're not just living as yourselves. You're living as instruments of God, perfectly compatible with Christ. In being your true selves and living from your new hearts, you're not obstacles to God's work. You're his instruments. This is the power of the gospel. To be holy ourselves and holy in Christ all at once. Check out, in the Bible, Romans. That's right, Paul's letter to the church. Romans chapter 6, verse 17. It'll remind you of your obedient heart.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
I wanted to play him, and I really wanted to do a little research on him because he's immensely popular. He's been that way for a while. And it's kind of funny because he admitted himself. He said, well, I never said that, but other people have written about me. He's a scientist. And you know who he is. Everybody does. And he's got really popular, and he's made science really popular, and he talks about it all the time. And talks about amazing things. That's the thing that's so funny. He's not an atheist. He's an agnostic, okay? So I thought, well, when's the one thing that you see that's going to flip you over to go, okay, there was a designer and a creator and all that. I got to check into that. I don't know. But Neil deGrasse Tyson, has said something very interesting to you, which is true, about how really rare life is. He was on a podcast. And man, this really gets you fired up when you think about that.
Do you know how precious life is? There's been about 100 billion people who have ever lived.
Wow, really?
Yes. Do you know how many people can exist? You take a look at the genes, find out how many combinations of genes can make an authentic human being. And it is stupendously larger number than the 100 billion. What it means is you are alive against stupendous odds. You are breathing air, observing sunsets, gazing into the night sky. Most people who could exist will never experience that.
Wow.
Most people who could exist will never even be born. And you're going to complain about the life you have?
It's the gift. Most people that could exist, mathematically,
will never exist.
Wow.
You are as special a living entity as there ever was.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.